Reform advocates who are anxiously awaiting the recommendations of Governor Cuomo's Moreland Act Commission say they must include public financing of political campaigns. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action says a matching donor program modeled on New York City's system is the only way to end what she calls a culture of corruption in Albany.
While other reforms are useful, and I'm sure they'll recommend a whole set of reforms, only public funding of elections really addresses that underlying problem, which is the campaign money chase.
The co-chairs of the commission have already said they've become convinced of the need for public campaign financing. Syracuse area DA William Fitzpatrick told public radio station WRVO that it would save money in the long run if it eliminated big money donors from New York's political scene.
The savings ultimately would be astronomical in the long run when you eliminate that quote-unquote pay-to-play mentality.
There are opponents of public campaign financing. They include Republicans in the state Senate, whose agreement would be needed for any package to become law, as well as some business groups. Brian Sampson is with Unshackle Upstate.
We don't think it's the right thing to do with taxpayer money.
Sampson says there are already enough laws on the books regulating campaign donations, but he says, as evidenced in recent Moreland Commission hearings, the State Board of Elections is not enforcing them. And he says his group believes a public campaign finance system would be unconstitutional.
And if it's something that goes and ultimately gets implemented, I would expect that our organization and others would likely challenge that in the courts.
Published reports have said the commission may be considering a voter referendum on public campaign financing or might only recommend a public system as part of a dissenting opinion. Scharf with Citizen Action says either option is unacceptable.
I think going to a referendum is totally a cop-out. It's very easy for the legislature and the governor to get this passed now. Why go through multiple years of having to have the legislature pass it, you know, at least twice and then go to the voters? And it's just a delaying tactic so that there's many more years until we can have reform. What we actually need is reform to be passed in 2014.
Governor Cuomo has been talking behind the scenes with legislative leaders about a possible reform package that could be voted on in the new year. In a sign that the negotiations may be progressing, Senate Republicans just before Thanksgiving dropped a legal challenge to some subpoenas that the Moreland Commission had issued. They were seeking information about their political campaign committee. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.